So I want everyone to curl up and get into your tight little duck egg. You're snug in your mama duck's nest.
Environmental educator Melanie Poole instructs a group of kindergarten students plopped down in a semicircle. Today's lesson, duck adaptations.
And so you're going to start to hatch. So first, you're going to peck with your little beak just a little bit on the edge of the shell.
Once these mallard ducklings break free from their shells, Poole encourages them to venture out of their nests. What ensues is cuteness or chaos, depending on who you ask.
All right, little ducklings, let's go!
This lesson on ecology is part of the environmental education curriculum ACES brings to schools like Aspen. The educators are employed by the nonprofit, but in some cases act as primary science teachers for grades kindergarten through fourth grade.
I personally see K through four, that age range as a great and just critical time for students to learn fundamental concepts of ecology.
Aaron Truk is the education director at ACES. The organization's had a presence in the Aspen schools for 35 years, but it's expanding its reach. This school year, the group projects it will reach over 5,000 students in the Roaring Fork Valley. Truk says the hands-on, often outdoor lessons help students identify themselves as scientists.
Kindergartners, first graders, second graders have just an incredible ability to observe the details of the world.
And the benefits of environmental education aren't just in science. The National Environmental Education Foundation reports scores in reading, social studies, and math improve when environmental education is part of the curriculum. Aspen Superintendent of Schools John Malloy says the programs help with students' comprehensive education.
Looking at some of our science scores, I certainly believe that the partnership we have with ACES, the additional attention that we're giving to science, in this particular case, environmental education, helps our students to be much more well-rounded.
Studies show environmental education builds critical thinking skills, an important component in new testing at the Aspen schools. The Common Core standards include test questions that focus on problem solving, critical thinking, and analysis.
Good afternoon, dear sun. Good afternoon, dear stones.
Back in the classroom, a new group of students, first graders, is learning about animals that live under the snow.
This place is called the Subnivian Zone. Can you guys say that?
Subnivian Zone.
ACES comes up with its own curriculum, and the school district approves it. Besides science, educators integrate language arts, creative arts, and math into the lessons. Education Director Aaron Truk says he thinks all education is environmental.
Having that strong foundation in ecological literacy is what these students really need to succeed.
ACES focuses on kindergarten through fourth grade, but also has programming in middle and high schools in the Valley. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.